Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Controlled by psychopathic control freaks whose religion demands that they control us, dumb us down, and kill us in ritualistic war that they engineer. Doesn't matter if it was the Babylonians, the Aztecs, the Egyptians, the Romans, the Nazis, the Communists, the neocons, they do the exact same thing over and over again. And they'll burn titular heads. They'll flush their little minions. They'll give us false victories. But their agenda keeps grinding on. The good news is, though, people are waking up more than ever. They're smashing through the phony left-right paradigms. There are a lot of good things happening. But the cashless society control grid's going in. RFID to track every real item in time and space. Basically, cookies attached to your own body, you know, like the internet cookies tracking everything you do. Total regulation, total psychological testing, enforced drugging. Total enslavement. Jordan Maxwell, why do they want this police state? I mean, they're really gearing up this police state with all of the classical fascistic Nazi regalia abounding.
Well, it's a religious thing that they're involved in. They believe that that God has given the world to them. You could trace this back into the Middle Ages. And I hate to bring this up again, but it's part of the problem, is that the Vatican, the Pope was declared that the entire world belonged to God, and the entire earth was given to Jesus. And consequently, until such time as Jesus comes back, the Vatican represented and the Pope represented the Vicar of Christ on earth. Vicar means someone who stands in for. And so there were deals made between the Vatican and the British King John back in the 12th century, in which it was stated in documents that that the Vatican represents Jesus, who owns the whole world, and until such time as Jesus comes back, the Vatican owns the entire earth, period, and everything on it.
Now, to be clear then, of course, at least from my study, in many cases, the Vatican is just itself being used as a tool by another group behind that. I mean, we had Pope John Paul II calling for a new world order.
Oh, of course.
Calling for one world religion. And, of course, the Protestant church. I mean, we have Pat Robertson on TV when he's praying for Jesus to heal somebody. He does the Diablo clearly and then thrust it towards the TV camera. I mean, why is he doing that?
Oh, I'm telling you, it is astounding watching all of this stuff happening. But, again, it's a very difficult subject to deal with without being able to see and take some real time to go into it. I've dealt with some of this.
Why are they getting so much more obvious, or is it just just more aware?
I think that the time is running out. I think that even the Mayan calendar, as you know, talks about 2012. Charles Balitz, in a book back in early 90s, wrote a book called 1999, The End of the World, in which he went through all of the different prophecies of the ancient peoples of the world and talked about the fact that all of the ancient peoples that had holy writings talked about a time when the entire world would become a prison planet, so to speak. And that he was saying, Charles Balitz was saying, it looks like from 1999 on, we're going to see the fulfillment of all of these ancient prophecies from the ancient world religions that have talked about a dark force which is taking over the entire world. And I think that's what we're seeing.
And we'll get your take on the police officer listening right now wearing a black uniform. He has a black helmet, a black machine gun. You know, he thinks he's serving the good. Why is he then wearing the uniform of an acolyte of Saturn, as you said? We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got about 51 minutes left with our guest, Jordan Maxwell. JordanMaxwell.com will save us some of his books and videos before he leaves us. I know that we have loaded phone lines. I really ask the listeners to have questions for Jordan Maxwell and concerning the Illuminati and the New World Order. I know we've had people that have been holding since before he even joined us. Like I said in the first hour, I wasn't taking calls, so we are now going to take some calls coming up here a little bit later in this hour, but I really want them to be concerning this. It's a wide road. I mean, there's a ton of things to talk about that are involved in the New World Order and in the Illuminati and what they're doing, I would just ask that we try to keep it somewhat on topic when we do take calls. Jordan's studying the New World Order, studying their program. A lot of it's hidden, but even something that's classified, once it's implemented, you can observe the implementation. You can observe the operation. You can observe the orders. You can observe the program and get a pretty clear case, as you said, off the patterning of what they're doing, what their program is. And they also talk. And whether it's Prince Philip or Ted Turner or the UN foundations or Henry Kissinger or Australian declassified documents or awards the UN has given China, it's between 80 and 95% of us. They say 95% would be ideal. They've got all these Hollywood movies coming out about how the elites can exterminate us and all these made-for-TV movies this year about how America is going to be destroyed and going to be hit. and you know, all these movies about how we have a tyrannical government that's going to kill us. I mean, they really are now manifesting and really throwing it in our face, trying to bring it about. The question is, if we're able to get the word out to their minions and their servants, I know most of them are actually possessed by this spirit. I mean, that's what it is, folks. It's a like a poison gas that they've all been in, a disease, a virus they've been infected with that spread through the neural network of this larger human internet, as many scientists have described it. But I think instinctively now, as we get to the final cusp of this, to the flashpoint, the critical mass, the plunge point, a lot of people are starting to get sweaty palms and starting to get nervous and going, man, this is really evil. I don't think I'm going to survive this. I think a lot of people that were promised all this power are beginning to realize they're going to be destroyed first, not last. I think people are starting to really smell the stench of death, kind of like Hitler's own command. But now that they've gotten deep down this rat hole, your comments on what I just said.
Right. No, I couldn't agree more. I think that the people who are in the military guys are beginning to suspect there's something wrong. And in my travels around, I have discovered that no matter how wealthy you are, no matter how comfortable people are, no matter how good a job you might have, everybody in this country and around the world, no matter what your station in life, everyone knows there's something serious, bad going on the earth. And everybody knows it. But those people who are being thrown into prison and beaten and tortured, they know it up front big time. But everybody knows there's something wrong, and nobody can seem to put their finger on it. But it's growing every day. It's getting worse and worse as each day goes by. And like you said, it's true. It is growing to some kind of a crescendo. Something is coming. When you were talking about police, the very word police goes back to policy. Let me give you an example of where the police come into this picture. When this country was founded, back in the old Wild West days, when you can watch all the old cowboy movies. Why was it that the cowboys could ride into town with their guns on their hips? They walk into the bar, they can carry guns, and if two guys had a falling out, they could go out in the street and like high noon, and as long as both of them were armed, they could pull a gun on each other, they could draw on each other, and one of them killed the other guy.
And by the way, Hollywood over-exaggerates all of this with the millions of murders that never were committed. Actually, the overall crime rate was lower than it is now.
Well, yeah, but the point I'm making is that why was it that in America you could carry a gun and that you could go where you want?
Because the 1870s hadn't come around with the founding of the police force in the Praetorian Guard Blue in New York.
Well, and that's the point I was going to make is that you were not under, today we're not under law, any attorney will tell you that we're not under law, we are under something referred to as public policy, and public
policy.
That's
right, rulemaking.
It is, that's all it is, it's public policy of a privately owned corporation. And so the policy is dreamt up by politicians and enforced by police.
We went into receivership after the Civil War, and nationwide they set up the police forces in the privately incorporated cities. Now they are absorbing the original elected magistrate of the people, that being the sheriff. That now the rightful peace officer is being replaced with the law enforcement or the policy enforcement special forces commando police.
That's what I'm talking about. You understand it well. That's exactly right. That's what I was trying to say, is that we are no longer under the original operation of America. We are under something called public policy, and consequently, it's like going into Sears and having a disagreement, and they say, well, it's our policy. Well, is that the law? No, it's not the law. It's our policy. Well, the corporation called United States, which was incorporated back in 1860s, has a policy, and so it has its own policy, and this is where we get the idea of a democracy. Many people don't understand these words and terms. They think a democracy means all of us Americans we can vote and do what we want because we're a democracy. That's not what the word democracy means at all. It has no meaning like that whatsoever. Democracy is the people who are the shareholders of the corporation can vote on who they want for their next president, and they can vote on certain things that the corporation wants to do or doesn't.
And that's what it was in Greece. They had the black stones and the white stones, and only gentried, elite, mass slave-owning, land-owning individuals in major cities, just a few hundred people, and they would march up to the hill, and they would even vote on whether they wanted to kill one of their own who'd shot his mouth off or was doing, and they go throw him off the cliff that was right there at hand. That is your democracy. And our founding fathers said it's the worst system there is.
Yeah, that's exactly what the founding fathers said. They said the worst thing that could ever happen is democracy, because democracy comes from the demos, the word in Greek demos, meaning mob, and ocracy, the rule of. So democracy is the rule of the mob rule, which simply means it doesn't matter what the law says. What matters is that the person got elected, he got the most votes, he's the boss, period. End of sentence. It doesn't matter.
It means that they have Caesar-type dictatorial powers, and they can whip the mob up into whatever they want. And if the mob, 51%, says, we're going to take Crassus' land and divide it amongst ourselves, that is done.
That's exactly. It's a democracy. You know, and of course, the American America was supposed to be a republic, which was founded on laws. You know, America was a nation of law.
Well, that's actually what Caesar did right before Christ came.
That's it.
Caesar actually expanded the Senate to 200. He actually brought in the mob. He actually started displacing and breaking down the using that mob to actually go after the general public.
And he kept everybody, kept all the people happy. All the people were docile and happy with Caesar because he gave them alcohol and their games and ball games and entertainments, and kept the people busy. There's some really interesting quotes that I've got on my website under words and quotes from those ancient times. I mean, the more we change, the more we stay the same. The same old stuff is going on that's always happened, and here it is happening again. But the problem today is that the situation is so large and so all-encompassing that whatever is going to happen, the whole world is going to feel it. Everything. Everyone's going to feel this one. Whatever it is that's being played out right now at the top, something terrible is coming on the world. The entire world of mankind is going to feel it. There's going to be no place to run to, and I am totally convinced that we are in the last days. And just as the scripture talked about, I'm sure that we are going to see some very terrible things coming now.
Meanwhile, Pat Robertson and others are now saying that basically Jesus is going to appear and be our world leader and be physical, and he's going to have to cut the heads off of the people that don't worship him. But the Bible 101, that's Antichrist.
It's
gotten so sick right in front of everybody.
Yeah, I know. Right in front of everybody, and so many people don't see it. They will when it's finally over, when it's finally too late. You know, when I first came to California in 1959, I joined the German-American Friendship Club, and I used to go to all the German parties, and I would ask them, as a 19-year-old kid, I would ask all the old German couples, how is it that Adolf Hitler could have done what he did, and you didn't know? You didn't know where he was leading the country ultimately, what was going to happen, and where all of this stuff was going that he was doing. And they would always tell me the same thing, all of them. They would always say, well, we didn't know. We're just following the government. After all, he is the head of the government, and the government, they're in charge, and so we had to follow our government. Well, at 19 years old, I can't argue with the old people. But now at 65 years old, I look back on all of this, and now I know what the real story was. It wasn't that the Germans didn't know what Hitler was doing. It was that they chose not to know. That's why the Bible has Jesus saying, there is none so blind as those who choose not to see. And this is what's condemned the world.
Well,
not that we're in the dark, but that we chose it.
Well, that's it. It's doublethink. They play little games with themselves. We'll be right back with your calls.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and the genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
We go to Chris
and, it burns,
and Pat and Terry and Jason, everybody, here in just a few minutes. But talking to Jordan Maxwell of JordanMaxwell.com, I've been involved in investigating the New World Order, the Illuminati, since 1959. Involved in a lot of different historical actions, fighting it and exposing it and educating people. I just want a lot of the listeners out there who are part of this system and who have rationalized and made excuses, I just want them to know that the culture has taught them that laying down makes you safe, but in the natural world, the way predators operate, the way elites have always operated. The lion goes after the wounded wildebeest. The owl goes after the, you know, the little cowering bunny rabbit. It doesn't go after another big predator. And we've been taught that you can't fight City Hall, lay down, don't talk about politics and religion, just shut up. All of this is antithetical to what America was founded on. And can you speak to those people out there that know deep down in their guts they're serving the Antichrist world government system? Do you have any words of wisdom for them, Mr. Maxwell?
Well, what you said is true, and I think it's interesting that you brought that up, because in my mind, I was thinking to myself for a long time now that I'm just tired of talking about this subject, and I wanted to go back to my first love, which is theology and religion and the Bible, because I have been ordained as a minister twice in my life, and I've just kind of given up on the subject of government. I was honored to be, you know, invited to be on your program, but normally I haven't been talking about government much anymore. I don't, you know, I had not intended to, because I feel that there's a bigger subject that I need to contend with and deal with, and that is the theological implications of where
we're going. So you believe that if we change ourselves and are loving and good and do the right thing, that at a cellular level that will change the whole world?
No, I don't think so. I don't think we can. I don't think that's possible. I understand the concept, but I don't think that's going to happen. It hasn't happened in the past 10,000 years. There's no reason to think that the human race is going to wake up and do anything different than it always has. There's always been a handful of people who were on the cutting edge intellectually and spiritually, evolved people who could see the problems, read some of the writings from Tacitus and some of the writers in the Roman Empire who saw what was coming, and they knew what was on the way for the Roman Empire, but nobody was listening. So I think there's always been a handful of spiritually minded, cutting-edge people who understand, what was going on and where it's going, but they've always been in the minority. The majority have always supported the dictator. Ludwig von Mises said in one of his books that the population of every country has always, and in every case, always supported the dictator. There has never been a time in the history of the world that a dictator came into power that the population of the country did not support him wholeheartedly. So we know that that is in the nature of people and mankind to support the bully. We want to support him so he doesn't hurt us. So we support the bully.
But I discovered that if you just punch him in the nose, why lick his boots?
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that that's what most people are willing to do. They're willing to just go along to get along and throw their friend to the alligator, hoping the alligator will eat them last. And I like that quote that it was the first governor of California. Something, I'm trying to remember how it went. It said that no one is safe when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails, while those who cried appease, appease are hung by those they tried to please. So there is no common ground with tyranny and this kind of violence that's going on. Somewhere along the line, the human race is going to awaken to the fact that we have been had, and the people who have gone along to get along are going to be dealt with accordingly. It's a terrible thing which is coming on the earth, and we're going back into the dark ages, into the dark. We're going under for 1,000 years, into 1,000 years of darkness. And I can see it coming. And there's only a handful of people in this country and around the world who have the spiritual, the spirituality about them to know what I'm talking
Jordan,
about.
You know, that's the thing. I mean, I've read the Bible. It's clear as the sky every day. It's crystal. That people aren't raptured out, that Antichrist comes. But these churches, I go, that's not true. We don't have a thing to worry about. Take your microchip. It's of Jesus.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Total control of the major systems, the governmental systems of the world. And what are they threatened by? The family, the individual human being. They openly say they are. They openly talk about how, you owe allegiance to your family. We've got to destroy the family, so it's only to the state. It is a brave new world plantation. Aldous Huxley, 2 months before he died, gave a lecture at Berkeley, University of California at Berkeley. We've played it here on air. I've got to find that CD or find it online again and play it. It was probably 5 years ago last time I played it. And he said, listen, my brother was a top socialist, later became the head of UNESCO at the UN that Bush has signed back onto. He wrote that book in 1933, folks, 1933, radiating the kids to make them stupid, forced drugging, different tiers and classes, the THX-1138, Brave New World, Gattaca, The Island, that was written, I guess, in what, like 1918 or something, which is even the precursor of that. But he said, no, this is the plan. I'm warning you. This is what the government's going to do. I've been in facilities in England where people have electronics, wires hooked into their brains, were already remote controlling people. Of course, he died quickly after saying that. But people have tried to warn us. And, folks, this isn't a joke. This isn't a game. Whoever thought that we'd have Sean Hannity and we'd have Pat Robertson and we'd have Andy Rooney running and the Tommy Thompson, former head of Health and Human Services, traveling the country saying every child needs a chip. Now, Hannity says they need a chip. Andy Rooney says to prove you're a good person, you need one. And it runs the gamut from that extreme to Pat Robertson going, oh, it's no big deal. Thumb scan, retina scan, take a chip. That's not bad. Just accept it. Again, could it get any more obvious? We're not the weirdos up here talking about this. We were the weirdos 10 years ago, 15 years ago. People like Jordan Maxwell talking about this 20 years ago. I mean, I read books 30 years ago, not 30 years ago, books that were written 30 years ago, saying that all this was going to happen. And everything those old-timers said came true. How do those old-timers know? They were reading documents. They had sources. They understood the program. And I've been studying this so long that 2 months before 9/11, just from indicators and key phrases and things I saw and things that were going on, I never make predictions. You know that. I said they're going to use bin Laden as their CIA asset to take the blame for attacking the World Trade Centers. Call Bush, tell him don't do it. I mean, it was so clear because they were dropping hints on TV. I saw Gary Hart and Rudman on Hardball going, big buildings, New York, going to go down. They were celebrating, doing little signs, shaking hands together. It's going to get bad, going to be bad. Oop, wait till you see what happens. They were laughing. It was so inappropriate. But again, that's part of their religion, to openly count coup, to laugh at us, and to do this. Jordan, I mean, I know you say politically, but it is spiritual. What will life be like? What's your time frame? How long until we are literally in the compact cities being exterminated in an orderly fashion, drugged out. I mean, how long on their time frame till the mass extermination begins, and then we're going to go to calls?
I think that they are aware of the fact that that there are some very powerful forces in the universe that are against them, and they've got to hurry up and speed up their timetable. I think that they're looking at, I believe that they are really concerned about 2012, but, I've heard people in the military talking about 2007. And after 2007, if something isn't done to save the human race, it's over. It's finished. By 2007, I've had some very high military people, friends of mine, say that in private.
Well, all the major martial law preparations, I mean, this is public.
Yep.
NORAD, NORTHCOM, is 2008.
Yep. Well, that's what I'm talking about. I think it's really close now when we're going to wake up and find out there's just no way out. And it's been coming for a long time. I would only ask that everyone, when they finally figure out what's going on and they finally see the end result of all of this, just remember the people, try and remember who they are, who were telling you everything's just fine, you know, the Tom Brokaws and all these other talking head jokers on NBC and CBS who are smiling and telling you everything's just fine and it's all a big, silly, nonsensical conspiracy theory. So just remember those people. Just remember who they are, and when your family comes undone and when the come down comes down, just try and remember all the smiling faces and talking heads that were telling you everything was just fine. Because what they're planning on, these guys, the Tom Brokaws of the world, they're planning on being well taken care of by their masters. You know, they're like the Judas cow who are leading all the others to slaughter. But they know that they are well fixed, they're well healed, they're well dressed and taken care of. So they'll be all right on when the come down comes down. So I just want all Americans to remember the Tom Brokaws and all these other jerks who are the mouthpiece for the mob. Just remember who they are and what they said and how they told you that everything was just fine and that people who are talking about such things were a bunch of goofs. Just remember who they are.
Well, just on the face of it, we're looking at imminent implosion of the economy. Bush has borrowed more money than all of their presidents combined before him. It's racing higher every day. I've had, Jordan, as you know, top genetic engineers have been going public, but I've interviewed them, and many others have. People who believed in this, and they say, listen, This is already unraveling the fabric of the genome. This is already destroying the environment. And folks, I don't mean the phony environmental group trying to steal your property. I mean real, you know, actual coding of the foundation of life. And the globalists are just giggling and laughing, accelerating and all. They want to destroy everything, Jordan.
And they've got a space shuttle and a space station. And, you know, what is a shuttle? It's a bus. You take a bus when you're leaving town. I am totally convinced that this whole space station, space shuttle, the telescope, the Hubble telescope, this is all military. I think the powers that be in this world are getting ready to quietly get out of here. They made movies about this a long time ago when worlds collide, you know.
Yeah, Moonraker.
Right. Exactly. I think that they're getting ready to get out of here because they know the come down's getting ready to come down, and they're going to take off quietly and live in a space station, and they're doing it quietly. And there was a movie made many years ago called Silent Running, in which there was a space station, and the masters of this world were trying to see if they could set up a space station in which they could live when the Earth was finally and finished. And no more human life could live on it any longer than they could go up to the space station and live. And it's called silent running, which implied they're getting ready to run, but they're keeping it silent. And I'm watching all of this happening. And today how many Americans go out to Florida and watch the space shuttle take off, and they got their flags out there like a bunch of fools, and they are loving it. They can't wait to see the...
Well, they admit that 84% of the space shuttle program is classified.
Yeah, exactly. But when I see the Americans jumping up and down and they're hooraying, they're seeing the rocket take off. I wonder how many people have ever wondered how much toxic poison is the space shuttle pumping into the atmosphere in Florida. What kind of deadly poisons are coming out of the back end of that rocket for the space shuttle? But most people don't think about that.
We also know for a fact the space shuttle is a 1937 design by Wernher von Braun, and that it's just a public tinker toy and heavy lifter that they like to show us. For at least 20 years, they've had high-powered space planes.
Oh, you can bet on that. I've seen them. I have personally, with my own eyes, been a witness to some of the stuff that's really out there that very few people have any idea in the world is out there.
Well, the B-2 bomber was secret for 10 years.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's what they do. Let's take some calls. We're running out of time here.
Okay.
Jordan, before we do that, tell folks about some of your books and videos.
Well, I was going to say, it's very difficult to talk about all of this, you know, when we're under time restraints. But I've got a lot of videos and DVDs in which I talk about these problems and have the pictures and diagrams and the, and all the information. And so you can just go on my website to jordanmaxwell.com. And one in particular, one video or DVD sells well is the basic slide presentation. It's a thing I did many years ago, and it's still the bestseller. I'm amazed that this was done back in, 89 or 90, and it's still the bestseller because it's a two-hour program in which I went through all kinds of occult symbols, emblems, words, and terms. And it's just a 2 hours of a slide presentation called The Basic Slide Presentation. It went all over the world, and I'm amazed how far that thing has gone.
No, we've aired that here locally. Let's, on the local TV channel, let's go ahead and take a call. Chris in Mass, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Alex.
Hi there.
I need help because is good always supposed to be the minority traveling through the dark woods, or will truth and beauty ever have a dominant force over this disgusting, horrible? I know, Alex, you don't believe in reptilians or anything like that, but...
I never said that.
I know, I said Alex doesn't, but...
I think that's not important, but it is important, the question you're asking. Is there ever going to be a time when good will triumph in the world? As far as I'm concerned, I don't think so. I think let me tell you why. I mean, it's my opinion. I think that we are in this world to prove who we are. And the most important part of our life is when you leave here. Because if you believe that there is a divine presence or a God, I think that we are being put under compulsion now. We are being tested, and someone from on high is watching us to see how we're going to react.
Yeah,
and
I
so,
am scared of this test, but I'm willing to go through it.
Got to move on. Thank you.
Got to move on, but thank you.
Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Go ahead, Chris.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, thank you. I just completely blanked out when you put me on the air.
It doesn't matter, sir. Go ahead.
It happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about real quick. I'm just kind of pulling this out of my head, but I was actually dating a young woman, a Christian girl. She was a real good girl, sweet girl. But I have a concealed carry permit, and I'm prior military.
And she thought your gun was a devil weapon.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, she just worshiped the ground I walked on. I treated her very well. I was affectionate to her. And, you know, we were really crazy about each other. And I never displayed any kind of criminal or aggressive behavior with it. I just carried it on me. I said, I have a concealed carry permit. I'm prior military. I tried to go through and, you know, just explain to her, you know, why we have a Constitution, why we have a Second Amendment.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, things down in history, why American citizens carry weapons, how it prevents tyranny, this kind of thing. And it's just amazing, you know, no matter how good of a guy you are, how good you treat a girl,
yeah,
especially women in our society, I mean, it doesn't matter how law-abiding you are.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and bash women, but I'll tell you this. Most of the propaganda targets women because 80% of purchases are decided or made by women. And, yeah, they tell the women, don't discipline your kids. That way the state can take them and do it themselves. They tell the women, don't have weapons. That's bad. And it's the same thing when slaves would show up on ships in Rome or in America. The first thing they do is take the biggest, toughest male, beat him up in front of the women, then threaten to beat their children if they didn't basically inform on the men. And so women are set up above men as their rulers in tyrannies. Jordan, comments?
Yeah, no, you said it all. I totally agree with you.
So, I mean, if you got a problem with you being a real man, you know, I mean, I don't know if I'd want to be with a woman who didn't want to have a man who'd protect her or who wouldn't want to protect herself.
Yeah, I know.
Because I bet she feels real safe when a cop comes by in a black mask and in the robes of Saturn.
Yeah. Most people, until they have had experiences, you know, they live in a dream world. But when you wake up and find out, the police are not here to keep law and order. They're here to enforce public policy, and it has nothing to do with American law. I mean, there's a whole story that behind, you know, where police come from, where the word comes from. All of that I've discussed, you know, on some of my DVDs that you need to get. So,
yes, sir. We got to finish up here, I mean, what's your final point, sir?
Well, I think the thing is that I see the biggest problem is that people are in denial. It's like alcoholics who don't want to be told they're alcoholics. They have a little problem, but there's no problem in it, really. And so too many people in this country and around the world are in, especially in this country, are in denial.
And it's willful. It's willful.
Yeah, it's willful. And one day they're going to wake up and find out it's too late and they could have done something and didn't.
All right.
And so,
let's take another call here. Pat in Ohio. Pat, go ahead.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
hello,
Pat.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a question about to Jordan and both of you, really. Good afternoon to both of you. Concerning the Antichrist, what do you think is what do you think of Prince Charles? Since you were mentioning.
Thanks for the call, ma'am. A lot of people say that. I don't think Prince Charles is the Antichrist. I think there will be an Antichrist, but I think more than that, it's a system.
Yeah.
I mean, these things always come in threes. The devil always imitates God's system. So I believe you're going to have a system, you're going to have the Antichrist, and then you're going to have his false prophet. A comment on that, Jordan.
Yeah, well, I nothing more than what you said. I think that it is a system. Because the very word Christ, you need to get into the word Christ, where it comes from, what it means, and then you will begin to understand the Antichrist. It is a system that's in operation, not an individual. I know what the scriptures say, but I believe it is a whole system that we are being led into. So I agree with you on that.
Yep, Antichrist beast system. And folks, if you don't think the stuff our government, this illegitimate government, is doing is Antichrist, I mean, what is it? It is the opposite of Christ.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
But then it also, at the same time, masquerades around and says it's good.
Well, I know, but that's what the scripture said would happen. I mean, it was prophecy being fulfilled right in front of us. Again, I'm telling you, I think that for myself, I'm seeing that the spiritual aspect of this world problem is something that I want to concentrate more on than talking about government, because there's a lot of people talking about what's going on in government, and government is becoming more and more obvious.
Well, Jordan, you know, I want to. We got one more segment left. I want to take a few final calls, Terry and Jason and a few others. But I want to get you back up with us in the near future to do a couple hours purely on, you know, the whole spiritual dimension. Okay.
Love to do that. Yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Such a fraud. It offers nothing but a bunch of cheap wrapping, a bunch of packaging. And it looks good from a certain angle, but you really delve into it. These are unhappy, evil people, and they just think more, I'll give them the answer. And they aren't being spiritually led by this dark force, the devil, the old serpent, whatever you want to call it, into setting up a system to destroy. And it is real, folks. I mean, whether, again, if you don't even believe in God or you don't believe in anything spiritual, believe me, the elite does. That much is proven, you know, bedrock, totally visible. The elite throughout history on all continents, devil worships, drinks blood, murders masses of people, chops hearts out, and worships flying snakes. Now, whether those flying snakes are real or not is debatable. Why do they do it, though? Why do peoples who've never met each other do the same thing? There is something compelling them, something driving it. And it's extremely aberrant, and we're talking to Jordan Maxwell, jordanmaxwell.com. We have a big fat link to it up on Infowars.com and on PrisonPlanet.com. Terry in Florida, I got to move quick here. Terry, you're on the air with Jordan Maxwell. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank Jordan very much. And there was a question you said, Jordan, about that you didn't think anything would come on this earth, you know, any happiness ever. I mean, isn't Jesus supposed to come back and take us out of here?
Well, you know, that's one of the things I'd like to really do is I'd like to get into the theological mess that has been provided by the Illuminati for us, because we know that the governments are corrupt, banks are corrupt, the military is corrupt. We know that corruption is everywhere, but most people have no idea as to how really corrupted the theology of the Western world is and how it's been put together by the same people who gave you the Illuminati.
Yeah.
The
and that's a big subject. We're going to have Jordan back on in the near future to talk about it and get his views on it. But thank you, Terry. Oh, and to answer the question earlier, I mean, I guess you did about Prince Charles. I mean, that bumbling idiot is certainly not the Antichrist. People have said that, but I don't agree with it. Jason in Iowa, last caller for Jordan Maxwell. Sorry to the others.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I got a question about, I have recently started reading this book called Freemasonry and Its Ancient Mystic Rite by C.W. Leadbetter.
Leadbetter, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then it talks about in there about how they can go up, you know, into their subconscious and escape the plane of reality here on, you know, that we see here on Earth. And I believe they do this via meditation and so on, whatever. And it's also the degrees of the masonry and the Knights Templar and all that stuff.
We're almost out of time.
Okay, well, my question is do you think, if you've studied this, do you think that this is where we have to face these guys, is on this level instead of on the physical plane they will win?
Yeah, well, as I said, I believe the really important subject, which I have been working with for years that we haven't really gotten into, is the occult or hidden significance in the theological foundations of the Western world, where these words have come from. I talk about it in one of my DVDs called Signs of Destiny.
All right, we're out of time. Yep. I'm sorry to Jason. I'm sorry to Jordan Maxwell. We're just out of time. Got to have you back up sometime. Jordan Maxwell, it was very interesting, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
You bet. Take care. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. We've been turning the heat up. More articles, more documents, more videos, more information. Be sure and check out all the sites. My new film, The Order of Death, on the same DVD with Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. For the price of one DVD and then each additional $9.95, go to Infowars.com and get the new film and wake folks up. We're out of time. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.